I'm Zachary Turner. Nearly a month and a half after Hurricane Helene flooded western North Carolina, cleanups have started along the Catawba River. However, the enormous amount of debris has delayed restoration efforts further upstream. Here's the report. A fleet of 10 boats sped toward Lake Norman State Park in late October. I bounced around on the back of a fishing boat with NC Wildlife Federation Executive Director Tim Guestwicky.
What?
Where are we heading first?
Lake Norman State Park.
Lake Norman State Park? Is there a big pile of debris there?
Heavy, heavy, heavy debris.
This was the first cleanup in the central Catawba River Basin scheduled by the North Carolina Wildlife Federation after Hurricane Helene. The storm hit the northern basin just east of Asheville hard around the towns of Old Fort and Black Mountain. Some debris floated miles downstream to Lake Norman, but much of what volunteers are finding came from nearby. Organizations like the Catawba Riverkeeper are still assessing damage. Billy Wilson steered the boat into a cove. He's a board member of the North Carolina Wildlife Federation and leader of the nonprofit's Lake Norman chapter.
When you start looking really closely at the shoreline, you just realize how inundated with debris that it really is.
One volunteer squatted down to lift a black box as tall as his waist. He hefted the dock float end over end like a CrossFit athlete flipping over a tire. Aisha Johnson held open a trash bag while her two daughters pecked through woody debris with mechanical grabbers. Johnson, like many volunteers who came out, lives near the Catawba and wanted to get involved.
As far as the kids, they love anything that's different, that's new, that's exciting, and it involved a boat. So they were even more excited.
More than 70 volunteers combed the shores for trash.
The kids right now are picking up trash where they can. And I will probably get an idea of what will be going on with all these trees.
Some trees were left where they lay to become wildlife habitat. Trees that aren't anchored in place pose a danger to boats and swimmers. For those trees, the Wildlife Federation contracted Lancaster Custom Docks to remove or reposition them with an excavator parked on the end of a barge. The barge floated near the shore of one of Lake Norman's 72 islands. They've become catch-alls for much of the debris floating downstream. Billy Wilson's boat floated nearby.
They're going to lift that tree and that root ball up and push it further up into the island's shoreline so that they lessen the likelihood that it will be a navigational hazard in the future.
Cleanup started in the central basin around Charlotte, where the waters were safer to access and navigate. They'll begin further north at Lake James this weekend. Grant Buckner is the Northern Basin Director for the Catawba Riverkeeper.
So we've been doing some initial testing with a little unsafe conditions on some of the rivers with all the trees down and the high waters for the lake.
Fecal bacteria levels at Lake James have started dropping since the storm, but Buckner said that can change any time there's more rainfall. Last week, he waded over mats of dead kudzu towards the derelict dam in the town of Old Fort, 30 minutes east of Asheville. The Catawba begins as a spiderweb of streams and creeks north of Old Fort and Black Mountain. The state and federal governments have focused efforts on removing immediate hazards like spilled oil tanks from the river or larger debris like cars. Nonprofits and private groups have focused on the smaller and less pressing waste. Buckner said he was used to picking up trash like bottles and plastic bags, refuse people didn't want anymore. Since Helene, a different kind of debris started washing up.
Like, this is some of the trash I'm talking about. Like, here's a children's encyclopedia. Just things I guess some people might throw those out, but again, with just the household trash we're seeing, it's a lot different.
During the past month, Buckner's seen what the floodwaters took away from people. Photos, clothing, and other personal effects. He stepped over a muddy doll and a single shoe. The range of objects show just how fast and how strong the river swelled. An overturned car rests half submerged on the opposite bank.
The power of water is just amazing. It's picking up buses and crunching them like Coke cans.
The Northern Catawba River Basin is just one of many basins severely impacted by Hurricane Helene.
Our economy is so rooted in recreation.
That's American River's Southeast Conservation Director, Aaron Singer McCombs.
And so, you know, we can make the argument that's very important for the health of the river, that it needs to be free of this trash. But, you know, we also need to support the local community.
Outdoor recreation is a nearly $5 billion industry in Western North Carolina, according to a 2024 report from Appalachian State University. As more towns reopen, access to clean lakes and rivers will attract paddlers, hikers, and anglers that help prop up local economies. The volunteers at Lake Norman removed nearly 20 tons of trash from 2 miles of shoreline, a small dent in Lake Norman's more than 500 miles of shoreline. Wildlife Federation's Tim Guestwicke says cleanups like this one will be going on for the foreseeable future.
It's daunting, staggering amount of debris, but the lake is starting to rally around it.
You can report debris or pollution online at catawbariverkeeper.org/reportaconcern. Another Lake Norman cleanup is scheduled for this weekend. I'm Zachary Turner in Charlotte.